अन्नं बहुगुणं तेभ्यो देयान् वो धेनुदक्षिणा हूयन्तम् अग्नया सम्याग् ब्राह्मणैर्ब्रह्मवादिभिः अन्नं बहुगुणं तेभ्यो देयं वो धेनुदक्षिणा हूयन्तम् अग्नया सम्याग् ब्राह्मणैर्ब्रह्मवादिभिः अन्नं बहुगुणं तेभ्यो देयं वो धेनुदक्षिणा हूयन्तम् अग्नया सम्याग् ब्राह्मणैर्ब्रह्मवादिभिः अन्नं बहुगुणं तेभ्यो देयं वो धेनुदक्षिणा हूयन्तम् अग्नया सम्याग् ब्राह्मणैर्ब्रह्मवादिभिः अन्नं बहुगुणं तेभ्यो देयं वो धेनुदक्षिणा
माताजीस्
हूयन्तम् अग्नया सम्या ब्राह्मणैर्ब्रह्मवादिभिर्देभ्यो देयं वो धेनुदक्षिणाम्
हूयन्तम् शुड् बी इन्वोक्ड्
अग्नया
The sacrificial fires,
samyak,
in the proper manner,
brahmane,
by the brahmanas,
brahmavadibhi,
who are learned in the Vedas,
annam,
food,
bahugunam,
well prepared,
tebhya,
to them.
Deyam
should be given.
Va
by you.
Denudakshina.
Cows and other gifts as remuneration. Cows and other gifts as remuneration. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Brahmanas who are learned in the Vedic mantras, must properly invoke the sacrificial fires. Then, you should feed the priests with nicely prepared food and reward them with cows and other gifts. Please repeat. The Brahmanas who are learned in the Vedic mantras must properly invoke the sacrificial fires. Then you should feed the priests with nicely prepared food and reward them with cows and other gifts.
Purport.
According to Srila Sridhara Swami, Lord Sri Krishna instructed his father and other residents of Vrindavan in the technical details of this Vedic sacrifice. To assure the quality of sacrifice and also to inspire Nanda and others with faith in the concept of such a sacrifice. Thus, the Lord mentioned that there must be orthodox brahmanas, regular sacrificial fires and proper distribution of charity and things were to be done in the order given by the Lord.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा foremost, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, because without their blessings, it is very difficult to worship Krishna. And more important, the blessings of our spiritual master, who has got us to this beautiful process of Krishna consciousness under the guidance of His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So, today is a verse where Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is telling his father, how should the Govardhan sacrifice go on? And he explains here that the Brahmana should be invited to invoke the sacrificial fires. And after the sacrifice is completed, please remunerate them with cows and charity. It's very important. Krishna is giving so much importance of Godhan, giving cows and charity. As rightly followed by all the acharyas in our sampradaya, especially by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Jagannath Puri, and every Rathyatra parade, before the parade would start, before the Rath would start moving, Lord Chaitanya would come in front of the cart. And the first prayer the Lord would recite in front of Lord Jagannath was, Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadidhaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. And then the Rathyatra would start. And seeing in the past times of the Supreme Lord Himself, this is the greatness of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. He would practice what He would preach. That is most important. He would say, my father, give charities, give cows in charity to all the Brahmanas. And as we all know, when the same Supreme Lord took the position of Dwarkadish, in Dwarka, Krishna had 16,108 palaces, 16,108 queens, and 16,108 Krishnas. See the combination. And Rupa Goswami explains in the Nectar of Devotion, he enumerates number of qualities of Krishna. And one of the qualities which Rupa Goswami Pada explains in the Nectar of Devotion is the Lord's magnanimity. Supreme Lord Krishna is very magnanimous. And he explains in that particular quality that the Lord was so famous for his charity. His charity would surpass the opulence of Goloka Vrindavan. Lord Krishna is Dwarkadish in Dwarka. His charity in Dwarka would surpass the opulence of Goloka Vrindavan. And what is the opulence of Goloka Vrindavan? Where every pebble is a chintamani, touchstone. Every tree is a kalpa vriksha, wish fulfilling tree. There are lakhs of Suravi cows. And more importantly, there are thousands of Lakshmis ready to serve the Lord. Lord, please order us. We are ready to serve you. Imagine the opulence of Goloka Vrindavan. And Rupa Goswami Pada explains that the charity given by Lord in this earth, in Dwarka, as Dwarkadish, surpassed even the opulence of Goloka Vrindavan. How? Every morning, Krishna would come from each of his palace. 16,108 Krishnas coming from 16,108 palaces. And every morning without fail, the Lord would give cows in charity. Can anyone tell me how many cows would Krishna give in charity? From each and every palace. 13,054 cows. So specific. Rupa Goswami is so specific. 13,054 cows multiplied by 16,108. How many cows? 21 crore cows every day. When I read this, I read it again. 21 crore cows every day. I just imagining the present human population of Mumbai. According to this, they have taken the census report. It is around 2 crore people. Suppose Krishna is distributing today cows in Mumbai. It would surpass the population of human population in Mumbai. The cows would surpass even the human population in Mumbai. The population of India, human population of India at the present date, is 120 crores. If Lord Krishna continues for another 1 week, he will overshoot the human population of India. And the present population of the world is around 650 crores. If the Lord continues this charity for another 1 month, he will overshoot the population of this planet Earth. I was wondering, is it so? How many goshalas must have been there to keep those cows? Cows here, cows there, cows everywhere. How is it? That's why Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do you have faith in it? And reminds me, there is one Muslim scholar, very famous. He has memorized the entire Bhagavad Gita. All the 700 shlokas. And he quotes, at any random time, he can quote any shloka from any part of the Bhagavad Gita with the translation. But after quoting the shloka, he finds fault in that same shloka. See, what is the problem? Where did Krishna commit this fault? Will he be able to understand Bhagavad Gita? No. Srila Prabhupada writes in the preface of Bhagavad Gita as it is. What is the primary qualification to understand Bhagavad Gita? What is the primary qualification to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is? As Srila Prabhupada writes, to understand Bhagavad Gita, the primary qualification of any student is that theoretically, let him accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. at least theoretically understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you don't understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Bhagavad Gita is a big mystery. You keep on memorizing all the 700, but having no faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is a big mystery. So at least theoretically understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let us at least theoretically understand that 21 crore cows were distributed every day by Krishna. Whether our puny brains can understand, can it accommodate, no problem. But 21 crore cows were distributed, and daily. And Krishna stayed for more than 125 years. So imagine, for 100 years must be, this cow distribution must be going on. Yes, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the faith Srila Prabhupada had. And this faith, it reminds of one beautiful pastime narrated by His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj. It was a Mayapur GBC meeting in 1972. And it was announced that Srila Prabhupada would come to the GBC meeting on the third day. And all the leaders from all the various continents, they were present in that particular GBC meeting in Mayapur. And they had all prepared their files. Because suppose Prabhupada asked, okay, what is happening in your zone? How many books are distributed? How many devotees are created? And you know, how many temples are coming up? And how many preaching centers are going on? So all had prepared their, you know, work report. They were expecting that Prabhupada can come and ask any one of us, what is your preaching progress? So sure, on the third day, Srila Prabhupada arrived to the GBC meeting. He arrived at the GBC meeting and he asked only one question. It is like an army commander asking the soldiers, are you ready for the war? In a similar way, Srila Prabhupada asked, do you have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He asked again, do you have complete faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He asked again, thrice, do you have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Satsuru Maharaj was explaining that at that particular moment of time, we ourselves were confused whether to say yes or whether to say no. Because deep within our heart, our faith was still not stable. We can't say no. We can't say yes. What to do? And Srila Prabhupada continued, I have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you possess the same faith which I have within my heart, we require only 18 days and we will convert this whole world to Krishna conscious. Give me just 18 days. You know, all the devotees were like, and Prabhupada said, meeting adjourned. He went out. The same faith, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very deep. Utmost faith. Srila Prabhupada, utmost faith in the scriptures. You are not the body, you are the spirit soul. Firm faith. Yes, Srila Prabhupada had that firm faith. Holy name and Krishna, non-different. Yes, firm faith. This world is Dukkalyam and Asashvatam. Yes, firm faith. Yes, it is Dukkalyam. There is no other second thought. Krishna is the supreme and rest of the demigods all below him. Firm faith. There is Goloka Vrindavan up there. Yes, he had firm faith. By chanting Hare Krishna, by following the four regulative principles, by being very sincere, this very lifetime we will go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada had firm faith. There is Krishna Prem. Srila Prabhupada had firm faith. This life should be our last life. Srila Prabhupada had firm faith. And this is possible. Krishna consciousness is nobody's monopoly. Prabhupada had firm faith. Anyone can become a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada had firm faith. I remember just a few years back, we were having a talk with one of the sannyasis, one very authorized sampradaya, one of the four. And we just going on a discussion, and we were talking about, you know, Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha. And this sannyasi suddenly, he stopped a talk and he said, listen, hello, listen. No one can go to Vaikuntha within one lifetime. Minimum 10 lifetimes are required. One lifetime, not possible. At that moment of time, I kissed my luck. And I said, thank God I am in ISKCON. And Srila Prabhupada is an Acharya. At least chanting 16 rounds, following the four regulative principles, being very sincere, anyone can go back home, back to Godhead. That is a hope. And this faith which Srila Prabhupada had in this entire process, he wanted it to be injected in everybody's heart. Come, whoever it may be, this faith should be there. And when this faith, he proceeded to America. And today is the most auspicious day, 48 years before. On this day, Srila Prabhupada arrived in America. When he arrived in America, he didn't even get down from the ship. He saw from his window, America, United States of America, US of A. Not like how nowadays Indians go to America. They have that wow effect. Wow! Kya hai na? Swarg hai swarg. The minute Srila Prabhupada saw America, he wrote a poem addressing it to the Supreme Lord. And in that poem, even without even giving one step in the land of America, he recognized what is America. He recognized who are the people in America. This is called an expert acharya, like a doctor. He doesn't have to ask 10 questions to a patient, what is your problem, then he gives a diagnosis. By seeing the patient, he comes to know what is the problem. Or like a teacher, seeing a student, he'll come to know what is his caliber. Srila Prabhupada didn't even just step down at America. He saw America from far and he wrote a poem. Poem to the Supreme Lord. In that poem, he didn't mention, my Lord, now I have arrived to America. America is very beautiful. Broad roads, big cars, beautiful people, lot of luxury. Very lucky people. They have so much of luxury. Srila Prabhupada said, my Lord, why have you got me here in the first place? This is Ugrasthane. And it's translated, what is Ugrasthane? My Lord, it is a very terrible place. Why have you got me here in the first place, my Lord? And then he writes, without even meeting one person, one American, Prabhupada writes, the people here are steeped in the modes of passion and ignorance. Imagine. Without even speaking to even one person, he could understand what is the situation there. My Lord, how will they have Vasudev Ruchi? How will they have, taste for Krishna Katha? And that is right. Very important. Srila Prabhupada explains that unless and until a person is not in the mode of goodness, he will not be able to appreciate this Krishna Katha. And Srila Prabhupada had such truckloads of books. And he had so much to speak. But when he observed that the people are so much steeped in the mode of passion and ignorance, he wondered whether they will have so much of time to come and sit in my class to hear what I want to say. Because they are so much in passion and ignorance. Not even that. Even if they come out of curiosity, they'll come for 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. But since they are in the mode of passion and ignorance, will they be able to sustain themselves in this moment? Material world means quick results. But spiritual life means very late results, but sure results. But for those late results, one has to be in the mode of goodness. It is not that I chant Hare Krishna, tomorrow I get Krishna Prem. I should have that patience to stay on with the association of devotees, prolonging in the process. Then there is a chance that I'll get Krishna Prem. But here, the materialist society in America, they want quick results. My Lord, will they be able to sustain even after accepting this process? I am helpless, my Lord. You know how to move your magic stick. Just move it. I am just going to speak. You do as you please. I am surrendered to you. And then he quotes a beautiful shloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. Shrinvatam Swakataha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayanta Sabhadrani Vidunoti Sruhatsatam Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamalo Bhadayaschaye. And Vidyate Hridaya Granthi Chidyante Sarva Samshayaha. So all these shlokas as they quoted, he says, my Lord, but I have faith in the words of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That any person who gives an oral reception to your message, the modes of passion and ignorance will slowly diminish and the modes of goodness will fructify within their heart. And they will take taste in Vasudeva Katharuchi. That much faith, my Lord, I have in your words. You please bless me. I am a puppet. Make me dance as you please make me dance. Your insignificant servant, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. The Jaladuta reached New York port. And out came the small sannyasi. He looked out. And there was a person. He had to go through immigration clearance. And there was one agent who met Srila Prabhupada and said, oh, Mr. Gopal Agarwal has sponsored your trip for 2 months? Yes. So he has just told us that you should take the bus from New York bus terminal to Pennsylvania. And he has already paid the charge for that because he had sponsored Prabhupada's stay for 2 months. Srila Prabhupada got inside the bus. The bus left for Pennsylvania. It was a long drive to Pennsylvania. It was already, you know, they crossed the night. By midnight, he reached Pennsylvania. The first day in America. And there at the bus terminal, Gopal Agarwal was waiting for Srila Prabhupada to come down. He saw Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada had already sent his photograph. This is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. When I come, you please recognize me. So when Prabhupada came out of the bus terminal, Gopal Agarwal understood, okay, please come, sit in my car. And Prabhupada went and sat in his car. And they drove. It was a 1 hour drive to Butler. By the time he reached Butler, the house of Gopal Agarwal, it had crossed midnight, 3 o'clock. Gopal Agarwal opened the door, he allowed Swamiji to enter. And he said, see Swamiji, my house is small. So tonight, you take rest in this sofa. Aa sofa me neend lelo. Tomorrow morning, I'll arrange for your accommodation at YMCA. Not much facilities to take bath and, you know, that's all. So Srila Prabhupada agreed. He went to YMCA. And every afternoon he would come to Gopal Agarwal's place to cook his lunch. And Gopal Agarwal was a typical, you know, Indian Marwari, married to a American citizen. She was Sally Agarwal. And, you know, American ladies, they have the habit of smoking, habit of cooking meat. The Prabhupada said, don't think about it. Everything is fine. Don't think about it. And Srila Prabhupada would every day come in the afternoon, cook his meals, and then he would serve even Gopal Agarwal and his family. And in the evening he would again come back and take one glass of milk. One fine evening he came early and Sally Agarwal, you know, she started sweating. She said, Swamiji, please, I'm sorry. Please don't come now. Srila Prabhupada said, why? Prabhupada, I have cooked meat. Swamiji, I have cooked meat. The smell is very obnoxious. Please don't come now. Prabhupada said, no, don't worry. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. And Prabhupada entered. And Prabhupada, Gopal Agarwal arranged for Prabhupada's lectures, some here, some there, in some Hindu colony, some here, something somewhere. But nothing was fructifying. 1 month had passed. No results. 1 more month to go. That's all. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Bombay, he had met one person by the name Paramananda Mehra. And imagine Srila Prabhupada's, you know, he had so much focus. He would always say, anyone he met in India, he said, please will you arrange me for a trip to America? Will you please arrange me for a trip to America? So he had met one Paramananda Mehra here in Mumbai, when he was here in Mumbai. So Paramananda Mehra said, see Swamiji, I have one person who I know in New York. I can give his telephone number. whenever you go to America, you just contact him. And that was the number of Mr. Ramamurthy Mishra. Dr. Ramamurthy Mishra. Prabhupada took that number, and when he was in Butler, nothing was happening for the first 1 month. He went to the local booth and he gave a call to Ramamurthy Mishra. He was in New York. He said, Mishraji, can I come? Can I come to New York and stay with you for some time? He said, okay, Swamiji, you come. You come to stay with me. Prabhupada went to Mishra's studio. It was in New York. 1 month has to be spent there to see how he can preach. But Mishra was preaching Mayavada philosophy. And Prabhupada never liked Mayavada philosophy. So he had few students coming to his studio to learn Hatha Yoga. And in between the Hatha Yoga, Mishra would speak about, see, you and God are one, we are all one, we can become God and all that stuff. Then he would hand over the mic to Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, you can speak. And Prabhupada said, whatever he said is wrong. You can never become God. We are all servants of God. This happened many times. And Mishra was very annoyed. He's a guest, but he's, you know, he's not allowing my Hatha Yoga studio to go on. What is this? And then after some time, he didn't give Prabhupada the mic. He only spoke and he told Swamiji, you lead the kirtan. That is, you know, more convincing. And Prabhupada would lead the kirtan. And Prabhupada would tell Mishra, see, Dr. Ramamurthy Mishra, your surname is Mishra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father's name was Jagannath Mishra. Mishra Mishra, one Biradri. So you should help in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Mishra said, no, I can't do that. Prabhupada was helpless. Previously, it was at Gopal Agarwal's place, people were not interested. But here at Mishra's place, people are interested, but this person is not allowing him to speak. So Prabhupada thought, okay, I will take some small place in rent. In that same building at the third floor, Prabhupada took one small room for rent. It was a small studio. Only 3 or 4 people can sit. And Prabhupada would put an advertisement outside. Monday and Wednesday, Friday, lectures for all. And prasadam also for all. Please come, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. And who would come? Who would come to that place? Those who are going to Mishra's place, they would come there, down below, to meet Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had one apple. He would give a lecture. And if there are 3 people, the apple would be cut into 3 parts. And he would give it to him. Give it to them. Okay, distribute amongst yourself. One day it so happened in that same place. He had one typewriter and a reel-to-reel tape recorder. And the watchman of that building, he came inside and stole the tape recorder and the typewriter. Prabhupada was helpless. He said, now where to go? I can't believe anyone. At that time, the people who were coming to his place from Mishra's ashram, some were from the Bavari. He said, Swamiji, here people are too sophisticated to hear your philosophy. You come to the Bavari. Very receptive crowd. They'll hear you. You come to the Bavari. They are very highly enlightened people. They like Eastern philosophy, they like music. You come. So Prabhupada was so innocent. He said, okay, take me to the Bavari. And when he entered the Bavari, the person said, Swamiji, you have that, you know, you have that place on the top floor, on the loft, facing the terrace. You can use the whole space for your preaching and all the activities. But there will be one person who will be sharing the room with you, by the name David. He's a very inquisitive person. So Prabhupada went to the loft with this entire suitcase, Bhagavatam and his umbrella. He would sit there, he would start preaching. Many of the Bavari, you know, inmates would come. Some were drugged. Some were totally leaking with alcohol. They would sit and Prabhupada would lead the kirtan. Even David, his room partner, he would also be there. And some period of time, David would tell Prabhupada, Swamiji, I want to become a pure devotee. I want to be like you, Prabhupada. I want to be like you, Swamiji. And Prabhupada would get so much encouraged. At least one person has said that he wants to be a devotee. Wow, what a great achievement. And he wrote a letter to Sumati Murarji. So happy to state that there is one boy who is very serious and he wants to become a pure devotee. I have explained to him, it will take some time, but be there in this process. Devotion will surely come and you will surely become a pure devotee. Don't worry about it. Success assured. And you know, Prabhupada was sitting one day and translating. And this David got an overdose of drugs. and he started running across that entire room, shouting and screaming. Prabhupada never seen anything such in his entire life. This is what happens to a drug addict. Prabhupada wanted to calm him down, but he was trying to become violent. At that moment of time, Prabhupada, with his just his one cane, one lungi and one shawl, he just came out of that loft, down below to the road, totally helpless. He said, what am I supposed to do now? I am staying with a drug addict. And he went to the local booth and he gave a call to one called Carl Jürgen. He was also a regular person to this Bavri loft. He said, Carl, will you please help me? It is an emergency. This person with whom I am staying, he has become a drug addict. He can't be controlled. Please come and help me. Carl just rushed because it's an emergency for Swamiji. He rushed in. He said, yes, what happened, Swamiji? He said, I can't stay with this fellow. He said, don't worry, Swamiji. You can come to my place. Where is that? That is another building of the Bavri. That is also Bavri. And Prabhupada went to that place. It was filled with cats and dogs. He would keep them as pets. And he had a wife by the name Eva. She was an independent American lady. And Carl was interested in Srila Prabhupada's teachings. But Eva was very against. She was feeling that this Swamiji has come here to take my husband away from me. I can't tolerate this. And over and above that, Carl was unemployed and Eva was the one who was earning to pay the rent. She was feeling, I am paying the rent and my husband is calling someone else. And that person is dominating on my husband. Don't eat this, don't eat this, don't do this, don't do this. Enough! She fought with her husband and Prabhupada came to know about this. There is a tension going on in the house. He told Carl, Carl, arrange for something else. Carl tried and tried. Nothing worked out. Then Prabhupada knew that there is one boy who comes to this program in Carl's place. That is Mike. He went down. He told Carl, come call Mike. Mike can do something. They called up Mike. Mike was sleeping. It was in the morning time. And they called up. He lifted the phone. Yes? He said, Swamiji wants to see you. So early in the morning? No, he's at your doorstep. Just come. Open the door. Within 2 minutes, you'll be there. Mike dressed himself up. And he opened the door. His house was also filled with cats. And the television was going on since last night. No one was there to bother to even switch it off. Prabhupada entered the room. And Mike said, what's the problem, Swamiji? Prabhupada said, it's all nonsense. He didn't understand. What is that? What is it? What is he saying? Then Prabhupada was pointing to the television where the cartoon show was going on since last night. He said, this is nonsense. Mike said, yes, Prabhupada, I'll just switch it off. He switched it off. Yes, Swamiji, how can I help you? Help me in getting one place. I want to preach about Krishna. Please, help me. Don't worry, Swamiji. I will help you. Just tolerate some days with Carl. I will help you out. He went to the nearby booth, you know, paper booth, and he opened the papers. He searched for, you know, ads, any place on rent, and there he saw 26 Second Avenue, Matchless Gifts. He immediately went and called the agent. He said, oh, I'm just coming. Just block that place for us. We are just coming. Don't finalize the deal with anyone else. I'm just coming. And he called up Carl. Call Swamiji fast. We'll go and finalize the place. And Prabhupada just came down with Carl and we all went there. And you know, the agent said, it's $125 per month. Just a storefront. Dukan. There is no place to sit and sleep. So if Swamiji wants another accommodation, that's just behind this building. That is $71 per month. Total $196. So Mike and Carl looked at each other. They said, we'll all chip in. All the Bowery boys will chip in for this $200 month rent. Prabhupada said, okay, let us go ahead. And Prabhupada started this 26 Second Avenue. Do you know the time limit it took for Prabhupada? The day he landed in America to the day he got that 26 Second Avenue? 10 months had passed. And there was not even a single devotee. Prabhupada had to wait for 10 months. And after 10 months, this 26th Second Avenue came into the picture. And then Prabhupada was like, okay, now we'll start this kirtan. Now we'll start this program. And, you know, big advertisement was put outside in front of that shop. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 to 9. It's Prabhupada kirtan, pravachan, and free prasadam for all. Many, and who are the audience? Those people who didn't have anything to do, totally reeking with drugs, they would come inside, dragging their body inside the storefront. And Srila Prabhupada would speak to them, talk to them. And it is explained beautifully. Actually, I am not giving a full justice to these pastimes. I request the audience to just go through those beautiful pages of the Leelamrita, where Satsurup Das Goswami Maharaj is speaking so beautifully, how Prabhupada struggled in his initial years in America. And Prabhupada, you know, you should start doing the kirtan, and he would start giving the lecture. When the kirtan would go on, everything was silent. And when Srila Prabhupada would start giving the lecture, outside the children would start crying or screaming. The girls would keep shrieking. The neighbors would keep howling, "Hey, you, please, keep quiet, no noise." And the cars outside will keep honking because it is a storefront outside the road. And the dogs outside will keep barking. And Prabhupada would keep speaking. Imagine the combination, screaming, howling, barking, honking, but speaking is going on. And suddenly, you know, when they say that it is too much to hear, even the audience could not hear what Prabhupada was speaking. And there's one amongst the crowd, he said, "I think I'll better close the door. Because if I close the door, then we'll be able to hear what Swamiji is speaking." As he was about to close the door, Prabhupada stopped me. "Stop! No closing the door. That door should be open. Everyone is welcome here. That door should be open." And he came and sat. And as usual, the screaming was going on, the honking was going on, the barking was going on. But Prabhupada didn't stop speaking. And as you know, the rest is history. He met Howard Wheeler, Hayagriva Prabhu. And you know, everyone came. And then the preaching started, Sankirtan started. And people became devotees. And Srila Prabhupada said, "Now I'll go to San Francisco." And he went to San Francisco. He established Jagannath Baldev Subhadramaya. Then initiated devotees in San Francisco. Came back to New York. It had already 1 year had passed since the ISKCON was established. Then one fine morning, Prabhupada could not breathe properly. It is said in the Leelamrita, Prabhupada was gasping for breath, and suddenly he fell back, and Kirtanand Swami was just holding him. And it is said by Kirtanand Swami himself, he was saying that for 30 seconds Swamiji stopped breathing. We felt everything is over. After 30 seconds Hare Krishna. Then he told everyone, "Please keep chanting. Please keep chanting. Please pray. Our guru has not completed the work. Please pray to the Supreme Lord." And everyone did 24-hour kirtan in New York as well as San Francisco. And after Prabhupada recuperated, he thanked everyone for the kirtan. "I was about to leave my body. It's only because of a kirtan it saved me." Then he went again to San Francisco, held the Rath Yatra there. And then he felt, "I have to go back to India. My health is deteriorating. The climate is not suitable for me here at this place. I have to go back to India." He told the devotees, "Arrange for my ticket. I have to go back to India." The day when he was leaving to India, he told the devotees, listen my dear children, girls and boys, "I don't know whether I'll be returning back to America, because my health is failing every second. But have faith. Whatever I have given is perfect. There is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. Everything that I have given is perfect. So, you know, everyone started, you know, crying. Now Swamiji is leaving us. Will he be able to come back? Everyone was crying in that room. And Srila Prabhupada took the mic. Even he was crying. After so many years of hard work, he came to America. He established ISKCON. And within 1 year, his health has started deteriorating. He took the mic and he told the devotees, "Listen, my dear children. I don't know whether I will be able to come back to America or not. But have faith. Whatever I have spoken is the truth. Don't waste this human form of life in false pursuits of this material enjoyment. Don't waste this life. This life is very rare. Give this one life to Krishna. That is all that I beg from you. All that I beg from you. And mind you, my children," Srila Prabhupada continued, "if you continue in this process of Krishna consciousness, one day, a day will surely come, you will see Krishna face to face. Take my words, children. You will see Krishna face to face. Just continue your 16 rounds. Follow the four regulative principles. Be very sincere. You will see Krishna face to face. I guarantee it. I guarantee it." He even said, "You will see Krishna everywhere. You will see Krishna in everybody's heart, residing as Paramatma. I guarantee it. Children, don't give up this moment. I may come, I may not come. I may survive, I may not survive. But don't give up this moment." Suddenly one hippie got up. "Swamiji, you said that after progressing in Krishna consciousness, you will be able to see Krishna within everybody's heart." Prabhupada said, "Yes. Are you seeing Krishna in my heart?" Prabhupada said, "Yes." "Swamiji, is he sitting or is he standing?" Prabhupada said, "He is standing and eagerly waiting. When will you surrender to him? So please surrender to him." And Prabhupada left for Mumbai, for India, especially Mumbai, and to Delhi. And after, of course, after 5 months, he again came back. The reason for telling this entire pastime of Srila Prabhupada is, no, the amount of austerity that His Divine Grace has, you know, undergone, the tribulations He has faced in His life, just to establish this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. No personal gain. No motivations. When he wrote the Bhagavad Gita as it is, he wrote in the preface. See, what is the mood of that acharya, the person who is preaching? What is his expectation? He writes in the preface. You can just refer to Bhagavad Gita as it is, preface. He says, "Now we have humbly presented the words of the Supreme Lord as it is to the entire humanity. All humans should take advantage of this great book, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, as presented here." And Srila Prabhupada concludes that purport, this preface, with a beautiful line. "And even if one man becomes a pure devotee, I'll consider my attempt to be success." He's going all the way in Jaladuta for 1 month, suffering 2 heart attacks. Staying in Agarwal's place, from there going to Mishra's place, from there going to the studio, to the Bowery, to Carl's place, then to 26 Second Avenue. And again a stroke suffered in his body. It is nothing, Prabhupada considers. My attempt will be successful if even one person becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. This is a preacher. This is greatness of Srila Prabhupada. And this is what we can understand, that now at this moment, present moment in International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Everything is spread on a platter. Everything is given to us. To read, there are many books. To associate, there are so many devotees. To worship, there are deities. To have, there is no dearth of prasadam. To visit, there are so many holy places to visit. There is nothing lacking. All credit goes to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, for His enormous sacrifice. We are eternally indebted to Him, and we can only repay. We can never repay. We are all indebted to His Divine Grace and His servants. We can only repay. As Prabhupada rightly said, you can only repay me. What I have given you, just give it to others. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comments or any tika tipni, anything? Any thought? Comments, yeah. It is the mercy of His Divine Grace. Actually, it is His austerity because of which we are all here. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Guru Parampara ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Haribo. Thank you.